If you're looking for handmade holiday gifts and decor, stop by Bondhead this weekend. The Bondhead Women's Institute, WI, is hosting its annual Christmas craft and bake sale on Saturday, November 25 from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Bondhead Community Memorial Hall, 2892 County Road 27. This event is set to feature quilting, woodworking, Christmas ornaments, watercolor art, beads and jewelry, knitting, sewing, art displays for outdoors, jams and jellies, candles and handmade crafts. If browsing all the creativity on offer works up an appetite, guests can enjoy a lunch including homemade soup by the WI with a bun and a beverage for $10. Beverages may be purchased individually for $1, and for those looking to satisfy their sweet tooth, there will also be a bake sale. In addition, Sir William Osler Public School students have been hard at work creating a variety of different crafts including gift cards, ornaments and hand-painted wooden figures of snowmen, reindeer and Santa Claus. The kids are getting really creative with it and are very excited. It was amazing to see how attached they got to what they are making and how excited they are for someone to have it in their home, school council chair Alexa Tass said. Students will be on hand to run the school's table at the event with all profits going to support the school's classroom needs, which TASS explained varies from one class to the next and could be anything from art supplies to replacement technology. Parents also have the opportunity to purchase professional photos of their children with special guests Santa Claus and Olaf, with all profits also going back to the school. WI President Liz Moore said the partnership came about following a donation last year from the WI to the school. The WI has always been focused on learning and student success and achievement. We are thrilled to make this market an opportunity to support our local school, she said. TASS called the WI support of the school beyond amazing, and looks forward to the event fostering a sense of community with the students. Getting the kids involved is a great way to show how much effort goes into fundraising to get the kids the things that they need, and in this case, they can see how many people in the community are supporting their educational requirements, she said, noting students attending the event will also be available to support and assist local crafters. Barrie-based entrepreneur Donna Douglas also plans to have a table at the show featuring her well-known hootables, hand-knitted owls with unique designs and personalities that stand about 30 centimeters tall. Over the last 12 years, Douglas has been able to raise more than $55,000 through the sale of hootables, both locally and internationally, with the profits used to support students with the cost of tuition for post-secondary education. There is no entry fee for the show, but guests can purchase tickets to enter a draw for a chance to win a basket which includes donations from local farmers and friends of the WI. There will also be a student basket draw with an exciting creative project sponsored by the WI. We are having so much fun partnering with the community and proceeds generated from the market will be reinvested in the community in January, Moore said. The Federated Women's Institutes of Ontario, FWIO, is a not-for-profit charitable organization working with and for women of Ontario to promote inclusive and supportive social networking for community action and personal growth, offering educational programs and advocating for social, environmental and economic change.